From pit lane to podium, the Las Vegas Grand Prix is providing fans a race day experience at the speed they deserve. With the help of T-Mobile for Business, our 5G advanced network solutions are powering race day operations with event-wide connectivity. From streamlined gate entry to an immersive app, giving fans blazing fast access to the sport they love. This is accelerating innovation. This is the Las Vegas Grand Prix with T-Mobile for Business. Take your business further at T-Mobile.com/now.
Canva presents stories to keep you up at night. It was an ordinary work day until
the Singapore presentation is at
3 a.m.
The office was shocked.
That's when we sleep.
Maya made it less scary with Canva.
I'll just record my presentation so Singapore can watch it anytime.
Record and present anytime with Canva presentations at canva.com. Designed for work.
This episode is brought to you by AARP. 10 years from today, Lisa Schneider will trade in her office job to become the leader of a pack of dogs. As the owner of her own dog rescue, that is. A second act made possible by the reskilling courses Lisa's taking now with AARP to help make sure her income lives as long as she does. And she can finally run with the big dogs. And the small dogs, who just think they're big dogs. That's why the younger you are, the more you need AARP. Learn more at aarp.org/skills.
The living room is where you make life's most beautiful memories. But your sofa shouldn't be the one remembering them. The new life-resistant, high-performance furniture collection from Ashley is designed to withstand all the spills, slip-ups, and muddy paws that come with the best parts of life. Ashley high-performance sofas and recliners are soft, on-trend, and easy to clean. Shop the high-performance furniture in-store or online at ashley.com. Ashley, for the love of home.
It's Wednesday, June 22nd, 2022, and I'm Dave Sobel. Two things to know today. Brex got out of SMB and left a messy trail, and IE died, and here's who's now impacted. This is the Business of Tech. So let's talk about Brex. Have you heard of them? I hadn't, until they appeared everywhere due to shutting down their small business offerings. Brex is a fintech startup that grew from an initial focus on technology startups and larger companies in the corporate spend management space. One of the offerings is corporate credit cards, and they expanded to a financial operating system for companies. 2 years ago, they announced they were going more broadly and adding traditional small businesses to their offerings. And last week, they abandoned the segment. The quote from Protocol: Brex was abandoning smaller, slow-growing businesses because it wanted to focus on its core market of startups. They had discovered they had overreached and notified customers awkwardly that they were firing them as customers. The qualifier is now funding. To be a Brex customer, a business must have venture capital, angel money, or funding from an accelerator. Businesses affected are mostly brick-and-mortar businesses such as bakeries, restaurants, and small design agencies. Quote, "It's really, really hard to do both because of the sheer volume," the CEO of Brex told TechCrunch. TechCrunch themselves noted, quote, "One can only assume as market conditions have shifted, it no longer wants to take the risk of serving less cash-rich customers as a way to limit their own credit risk. Talk about a fair-weather friend," end quote. Why do we care? Let's note that, yes, an enterprise company and an SMB company have very different needs. The reaction's been pretty harsh, especially considering those less cash-rich customers are precisely the ones who need the kinds of services Brex offers. I believe that a business needs to focus on what it can be very good at. Thus, it would make sense for me to praise their focus and get out of a market if they can't serve it. That said, this move has a real stench to it. From a distance, it appears they didn't do their research on the market and did not think about the actual reality of smaller companies who are valuable in bulk. There's a big difference between a volume offering and a boutique one. The big takeaway here is two-part. First, businesses often don't really understand SMB. They are not just smaller versions of big companies. Those that specialize in SMB know this, which leads to the second statement. if you're picking partners for your customers, have some healthy skepticism for those looking at the SMB. If it's not in their DNA, they're likely to be pretty bad at it. I covered the death of Internet Explorer last week. Turns out, that's not entirely true. Oh, it's dead and unsupported, but its legacy goes on. First, in Japan, a large number of companies delayed any actions, and a March survey by information technology resource provider Keemin's Net revealed 49% of respondents saying they use the browser for work. They said the browser was used for employee attendance management, expenses settlement, and other internal tools. In some cases, they have no choice but to use Internet Explorer because of client systems used to handle orders. Over 20% of these respondents did not know or had not figured out how to transition to other browsers after Internet Explorer's retirement. Government agencies there are particularly slow to respond. The portal site for information on government procurement and bidding will switch its recommended browsers to Edge and Google Chrome on Thursday. But for Japan Pension Service, notices concerning online applications must be viewed in Edge's IE mode. The website of a government-backed mutual aid corporation for private schools still listed Internet Explorer as its only recommended browser. And Wired dug into it too. Industry analysis indicates that Internet Explorer may still hold more than 0.5% of the total global browser market share. And in the U.S., that share may be closer to as much as 2%. Why do we care? I do not have a lot of sympathy for these companies that were appropriately warned. Let me observe that the articles highlighted the flood of calls that are coming in to IT services firms now that there is a crisis. My advice to them would be to charge a premium. Customer bad planning does not make a provider's crisis. Providers are not a charity. Charge for the service. It's a good business. Did you know that the average MSP spends 10 hours manually inputting accounting data each week? That time is 120 prospect calls, a month's worth of the business of tech, or building an entire Lego Death Star. Gazinta Mobius can make your life easier through accounting automation. Automatic sync of invoices, expenses, and inventory from ConnectWise Manage into QuickBooks Online in just a single click of a button. With onboarding, direct support, and regular feature releases, Gazinta is a family-owned company dedicated to making software suck a little less each day. Visit them at gazinta.com. That's G-O-Z-Y-N-T-A.com. Thanks for listening. Did you know today is National Onion Ring Day? Combine that with National Chocolate Eclair Day, and you've got quite a lunch. But then again, it's also National Kissing Day, and I'm not sure those onions will do you well. I will talk to you again tomorrow. The Business of Tech is written and produced by me, Dave Sobel, under ethics guidelines posted at businessof.tech. Like the content? Support the show at patreon.com/MSPradio or buy our Why Do We Care merch at businessof.tech. If you want to reach our listeners, visit mspradio.com/engage.
Part of the MSP Radio Network.
From their innovative practice facility to unmatched views from the fairway, the PGA of America is helping lower scores and elevate fan experiences with 5G solutions from T-Mobile for Business. Together, we're using AI-powered analytics to expand coaching tools and bringing fans closer to the pros with 5G-connected cameras. This is game-changing innovation. This is the PGA of America with T-Mobile for Business. Take your business further at T-Mobile.com/now.
The living room is where you make life's most beautiful memories. But your sofa shouldn't be the one remembering them. The new life-resistant, high-performance furniture collection from Ashley is designed to withstand all the spills, slip-ups, and muddy paws that come with the best parts of life. Ashley high-performance sofas and recliners are soft, on-trend, and easy to clean. Shop the high-performance furniture in-store or online at ashley.com. Ashley, for the love of home.